This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, May 24th. Well, wheat markets yesterday were firm throughout the session, while we had corn steady to slightly higher, and soybeans started out firm, but they couldn't hang on, and they ended up reversing down for the day. It's kind of a mixed trade in the grain complex. It appears that wheat is finding some support here. We're seeing the dry conditions in Europe extend into the time window when we thought we'd be getting some rain. So the rains are not materializing across much of the Western European continent. And of course, that is supporting wheat prices there and ultimately supporting wheat prices here. We're looking at the weather across the Northern Hemisphere. Here in the United States, of course, it's well known the drought conditions across much of the Western half of the country, at least in the southern and central plains, but that region is shrinking. We're seeing quite a bit of rain come into the central plains and into the central southern plains, and it looks like the rest of the western part of the central plains are getting some moisture, not a lot, but some. And the forecast calls for quite a bit more rain to come into the central plains and into the south. Now, at this point, we're actually harvesting in the southern plains, and that would delay some harvest. It wouldn't really do much to increase yield in the central plains. It might plump up the wheat a bit, but for the most part, the crop is made in the southern and central plains. In the northern plains, central Montana has had a fair amount of rain. North central starting to get some moisture, still behind normal, of course. But the further east you go, the more rain you get. And in North Dakota, it is wet, wet, wet. And planting progress confirms that. We're only 27% planted for spring wheat in North Dakota, which is up 10 on the week, but it's down 53 points behind the average. In Montana, we're 85% done with spring wheat plantings. That's 15 points up from last week and 4 points ahead of the average. So nationwide, spring wheat plantings are at 49%, which is a record low for this time of year. That is 34 points behind the average. Corn plantings catching up quickly. We're at 72% planted. That's up 23 points on the week, and it's only down 7 points from the average. In soybeans, we're at 50% planted, up 20 points on the week, and 5 points behind the average. So when we look at this planting progress, it really hones in on North Dakota, but it extends a bit into eastern Montana, western Minnesota, South Dakota, and it looks like we could be looking nationwide at losing as much as 5 million acres to prevent plant, which starts today. That insurance policy kicks in today. In North Dakota, again, way behind in their plantings. So I would expect that the markets, especially wheat, but corn and soybeans too, would rather have the acres rather than allow farmers let farmers take prevent plant. So the incentive would be to get in the field when you can and get those acres in. And I think prices are going to hold firm until it simply just gets too late, which still gives us another couple weeks. Again, it would be late, but it wouldn't be the end of the world, especially for wheat. Corn is getting a bit late for North Dakota, and we are hearing that we're seeing more and more acres being bumped out of corn and probably going to spring wheat, maybe soybeans. Not a huge demand to get more soybean acres in, but I think all the crops would take every acre they could get for the most part. So it centers on North Dakota, and it really doesn't look like we're seeing much relief. The forecast for the next 2 weeks calls for above normal precip across the northern plains, and that stretches into eastern Montana. So we're going to continue to look at delayed plantings, and this poses a pretty serious question for producers. You can take prevent plant. Makes life a lot easier, maybe not quite as profitable if you get the crop and if prices stay high into harvest, but it's definitely something producers are considering, and I think the market is going to try to fight that. And this is why I think we probably have a little bit more upside in here. Wheat market has not fallen apart like I expected after a big run to the upside. So I'm guessing that you're still going to get a little more push to the upside. We'll probably retest the highs that were put in last week. Spring wheat is leading the way on the night session. We're up about 20 on the front month, whereas Kansas City's only up 7, Chicago's up 13. Beans are down 4, corn is up 4. So it's really all about wheat, in particular spring wheat. Now, the rest of the world, Northern Hemisphere, has been nervous about wheat production in particular, and the European continent was supposed to get a pretty decent amount of rain as we speak, and those are just simply not materializing. So you're looking at a short winter wheat crop, or especially hard red winter wheat here in the United States. You're probably going to start to see some yield declines coming out of the EU. The Black Sea had started out gangbusters for production for both Ukraine and Russia, but the last couple weeks have been fairly dry for Ukraine, and the 2-week forecast continues to show that. In Russia, the 2-week forecast does show dry conditions, but again, they started out in under great conditions, so I don't think 2 weeks is going to be an issue. If that stretches into 3 or 4, then you probably start to hear some more chatter about yield declining coming out of the Black Sea. So instead of a massive crop, it'll just be an average crop. But who knows? We'd have to see how that plays out. Crop condition ratings were out yesterday afternoon. We saw Texas at 79% poor to very poor. That's down 2 on the week, and 5% good, which is unchanged. In Oklahoma, we're 46% poor to very poor. That was down 6, and 10% good to excellent, down 3. Kansas at 40% poor to very poor is down 1, and 25% good to excellent, which is up 1. Colorado 54% poor to very poor, up 9, 13% good to excellent, down 6. In Montana, we're 23% poor to very poor, which is down 9, 13% good, which was up 2. As far as headed out, Texas is at 92%, down 4 from the average. Oklahoma 95%, down 1 from the average. Kansas at 86%, up 6. Colorado at 30%, down 6 from the average. Montana's at 2%, that's up 2 on the average. They don't have any harvest progress, but we know we've been going in Texas for a few weeks now. And in Oklahoma, we started kind of in earnest early last week as well. Memorial Day is kind of the official kickoff for harvest, but it's coming early, and much of that is the drought pushing the crop along faster than normal. Corn plantings at 72%, that is up 23% or points on the week and down 7 from the average. Soybeans at 50% planted, up 20 on the week and down 5 from the average. So I don't think we're too worried anymore about corn or beans getting planted other than North Dakota. And I think we can pretty safely assume we're losing a lot of acres out of North Dakota alone. And we're probably going to lose some more across the northern tier as far as corn. That would either go to soybeans or to wheat. But I think corn market has the most potential here to the upside. It's been in the longest bull market of all the grains. That's kind of what kicked off this long-term bull market was tight feed grain supplies, which cut into the wheat supplies and kick that into a full-blown bull market. So any weather event in the Midwest or Northern Plains would I think affect corn the biggest. But for now, we could use some warm and dry conditions. That's what NOAA has in store for the summer. So initially that would be okay, but it would not be okay for it to extend into July, August. Those are critical months for the growing season, and I think that we'll just have to see how those forecasts pan out or if they continue to show that. For now, I think the wheat market probably will have some upside here. We're probably going to get another push up in early June, and that would likely set a high because after that it just gets too late. And we've seen spring wheat being planted in early June, but mid-June it just gets too late. You don't have that long of a growing season in the northern plains, and producers could easily opt for the prevent plant. So, this next week's going to be critical. And again, the rains are forecast to be above normal across the northern plains. So I think spring wheat will continue to lead the wheat complex higher, and corn would be fairly well supported too, especially if it continues to be wet across the northern tier. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.